416 at KNX. This time each Tuesday, each Friday afternoon, we answer your questions about coronavirus presented by COVIDClinic.org. You can submit those questions to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back. The president once again ignited the flu versus COVID debate today, saying COVID is not as deadly as the seasonal flu. Twitter and Facebook flagged that post for misinformation. Now that we're months into this pandemic, can you clarify for us the differences?
Well, clearly, the COVID debate has been won by COVID because it is more deadly than the flu. We don't see these kind of numbers, 200,000 people plus, you know, dying in this country from seasonal flu. A bad year, you know, is 60,000. The seasonal flu, is typically less intense for most people. I mean, we're seeing people in their 30s, 40s, 50s really being knocked back, not out, but knocked back with this kind of a virus. And the flu, typically you're sick a week, 4 or 5 days, you start getting over it. By 7 days, 8 days, you're pretty much done with the flu. With COVID, you're just getting started. Remember, 7, 8 days, that's when it really starts to hit you really hard. So I'm not sure what the president meant by that, but I think all of us in the medical field agree that this virus is far more challenging to treat. We've been treating since February, and I've never had to work this hard to fight the flu.
Let's stick in Washington, and then we'll bring it home in a minute or two. But the other breaking news from Washington at the top of the hour was Stephen Miller, close advisor to the president, testing positive. But the details in this, I think, is worth a mention because he's been working remotely, so good, for the last 5 days, long period of time, testing negative every day through yesterday.
Common symptoms as we...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms as we all...
That's very rare for it to take that long, but it is possible.
Now, one of the common symptoms, as we all know, is fatigue. But President Trump, at least on social media, he says he doesn't seem to be fatigued. He's been out there. He walked up the steps. So does it mean he's out of the woods?
No, I don't think it does. Unfortunately, you know, the president did need dexamethasone, which is a steroid injection. So you may be familiar with steroid injections if you went to an orthopedist and got a shot in your shoulder. Sometimes we give people injections into their glutes, you know, to reduce inflammation globally for seasonal allergies, for example. And some people will take steroids as pills to get over a cold, a flu, or sometimes very severe allergies or allergic reactions. These medications make people feel like they're invincible. I had an 87-year-old patient yesterday who came in. He had gotten rheumatoid arthritis, got a shot of steroids, felt amazing. He was dancing with his wife. He couldn't believe how great he felt. I said, well, this is going to last about 28 days, and then it's all going to feel like 87 again. So the president's on dexamethasone, and I think he's enjoying that steroid high, if you will.
All right. Ventura County moving from the purple to the red. So now with Orange County, L.A. is kind of now surrounded by the red, but still stuck in the purple. What is it about L.A. County? Is it just we were further away? The population? I guess there's a lot going on that you have to look at to know when we might get there.
Yes. We're definitely got more population issues and density here than they do up in Ventura County. Also, the virus is changing, and it's going to change a lot more rapidly in, you know, a metropolitan area like Los Angeles. What I'm seeing now, I believe, is a COVID that's extremely, even more contagious than the previous versions. However, it seems to be less virulent. So the people who are coming in these last 2 weeks have COVID, but are taking it much more lightly than we saw earlier. So just because more people are testing positive, I don't believe we're actually seeing a more virulent, more dangerous attacking kind of COVID. And that's borne out by the fact that there are fewer people being hospitalized, fewer ICU beds in use, as well as the fact that there are fewer deaths overall from COVID in the last, you know, couple months.
Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks.